Adesso ogni wangu comes wama willile. That means
It's not every
Jesus is
wine will be
my.
lit, no?
Yes, so the Hagi huwa Hagi lil Abad. Even this, okay, I translated from Swahili to Arabic and from Arabic to Arabic Juba, but he didn't understand yet. So it says that Jesus is mine and mine forever. And استمتعت في فترة التسبيح اللي بالعربي جوبا ده.
I really enjoy the time of worship in this Jubanese language.
ولما نيجي هنا نسبح بالإنجليزي وندخل محضر ربنا وندخل عرش أو غرفة العرش اللي احنا كنا بنرنم عليه.
Worship God into the throne of grace.
يقول لك ان احنا جسد واحد في على مستوى العالم كله.
We know that we are one body on a global scale.
مهما اختلفت اللغات ومهما اختلفت اللهجات لكن احنا جسد واحد.
Regardless of the languages or the dialects, we are all one body.
بنسبح ملك ملوك ورب الارباب واحد.
We worship one God and one Lord of
يسوع
lords.
المسيح.
Jesus Christ.
هللويا.
هللويا.
دي اول حاجه. هللويا. امين. تاني حاجة حصلت لي النهاردة أنا كنت بتكلم مع واحد صاحبي وقال لي حاجة كده أول مرة أسمعها وفتحت عيني إن أنا أصلي
before,
إن رحلتنا في الحياة هي رحلة ego reduction.
Our journey in life is a what?
Ego reduction.
Ego reduction.
إن إحنا بنختبر حاجات في حياتنا
That we experience things in life.
بتدخلنا في تجارب.
That takes us through trials.
عشان الإيجو بتاعنا.
So that our ego.
ينزل تحت.
Would be reduced or go
ويختفي.
Down. Would disappear.
وينبغي أن ذاك يزيد.
It's important that he would increase.
وأني أنا أنقص.
That I would decrease.
إن هو يزيد.
That Jesus would increase.
وأنا أنقص.
That I would decrease.
كل حاجة بتحصل في حياتنا.
Everything that happens in our life.
ربنا بيسمح بيها
God permits in our life
عشان يعمل لنا الإيجو ريدكشن
to صح؟ give us that ego reduction
صح
right?
كده؟
right yes
yeah. yeah. بطريقة you know بتروح المول
of course I envisioned it this way as you travel and go to the mall
بتلاقي Old Navy بتلاقي ميسيز بتلاقي جي سي بيني بتلاقي مش عارف ايه وبتلاقي محل كده بيقول لك ان ده ايجو ريدكشن بتروح بينزلوا الايجو بتاعك Would you like to go to a store sorry
تحب تروح مكان زي ده
look at this تفتكر ان ممكن تطوع نفسك ان انت تدخل مكان زي ده
Would you have yourself go? Would you tell yourself?
Voluntarily.
To, thank you. Would you volunteer yourself to go to a place like this? He's helping my English.
yes. Ego. لما سمعت الكلمة دي حسيت جوايا كده أن نفسي أن احنا نتشجع مع بعض أن احنا ندخل محضر ربنا النهاردة نقول له يا رب خليني
When I heard this word today, it encouraged me to enter into God's presence and say, Lord, do this with us.
إن احنا ندخل المكان ده.
To enter into this place.
اللي فيه أنت تزيد وإحنا ننقص.
Where you would increase and we would decrease.
خلينا نصلي مع بعض.
Let's pray together.
أبونا السماوي بنشكرك.
Our Heavenly Father, we thank you.
لأنك رائع.
Because you are amazing.
لأنك صالح.
Because you are good.
لأنك موجود هنا.
Because you are present here.
عشان تساعدنا في رحلة حياتنا.
To help us on our journey of life.
معاك عشان أكتر وأكتر نشابه يسوع.
With you so that we can more and more look like Jesus.
ساعدنا النهاردة وافتح ودننا وقلبنا.
Help us today and open our hearts and our ears.
عشان نقبل كلمتك النهاردة.
So we can receive your word today.
في اسم يسوع.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
كل ده كان introduction.
That was just the introduction.
لكن النهاردة الرسالة بتاعتي هي رسالة بسيطة جدا.
Today my message is very very simple.
بس بجد حسيت إن إحنا أنا أقدمها بالعربي.
But I felt like I should present it in Arabic.
عشان تكون أسهل عليا.
To be simpler for me.
وعشان تكون double anointing.
To be double anointing. Okay.
Yes. ترجمها بالعربي بقى. بركة مضاعفة.
Okay, there you go.
أي خدمة. So النهاردة الخدمة مستوحى من وقت تسبيح كنا بنسبح هنا.
So today's message really comes from a time of worship that we had.
وكنا بنرنم الترنيمة اللي هي بتقول here we are, here we are.
We were worshiping and singing a song that says here we are, here we are.
وحسيت جوايا كده الروح القدس بيتكلمني بيقول لي انت فعلا موجود هنا.
And I really sensed the Holy Spirit saying that are you really in this place?
لما بترنم الترنيمة وتقول here we are, here we are, انت فعلا بكل كيانك موجود في المكان ده.
That as you're lifting up these words here we are, are you really lifting up your entire being and you're here?
هل انت متاح 100% ليا ان انا اشتغل فيك؟
Have you given me 100% access for me to work in?
ولما بتيجي بتجيب ايه معاك؟
And when you come, what do you bring with you?
ورجعت كده وقعدت افكر فيها اكتر واصلي اكتر.
And I went back and began to consider these words and began to pray.
وحسيت جوايا كده ان ربنا بيعمل مقارنة.
And I feel like God was doing a comparison.
لما أنا أقول here I am, لما أقول ها أنا ذا.
When I come and say here I am.
ولما ربنا يقول ها أنا ذا.
And when God says here I am.
لما أنا أقول ها أنا ذا, أنا بجيب معايا إيه.
When I say here I am, what do I bring with me?
ولما ربنا يقول ها أنا ذا, بيجيب معاه إيه.
And when God says it, what does He bring with?
وهنشوف في آخر الخدمة إزاي ربنا بيعمل exchange. اللي معاك واللي جاي بيه واللي هو معاه واللي جاي بيه.
We'll see at the end of the service how God makes an exchange, what I bring, what that means, and what God brings, and what that looks like.
تكوين 22.
In Genesis 22.
أول مرة إنسان يقول ها أنا ذا.
The first time a man would say here I am.
كانت القصة بتاعت إبراهيم.
Is in the story of Abraham.
لما إبراهيم ربنا بيندهله.
When God is calling Abraham,
بيقول له وحدث بعد هذه الأمور أن الله امتحن إبراهيم.
Now it came to pass after these things that God tested Abraham.
فقال له يا إبراهيم.
And said to him, Abraham.
فقال ها أنا ذا.
And he said, Here I am.
فقال خذ ابنك وحيدك الذي تحب إسحاق واذهب إلى أرض المرية وأصعده هناك محرقة على أحد الجبال الذي أقول لك.
Then he said, take now your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and go to the land of Moriah.
عدد ثلاثة بيقول كده فبكر إبراهيم.
And Abraham says, and Abraham rose early in the morning.
دي حاجة من ضمن الحاجات اللي أنا بحبها جدا على القصة دي.
This is one of the things that I really really love about this particular story.
صحي بدري.
He woke up early.
وما فكرش.
And he didn't think.
وأخذ ابنه.
He took his son.
وقدمه ذبيحة.
أو
حاول إن هو يقدمه ذبيحة.
He attempted to offer him as a sacrifice.
جاي بإيه؟
What did he come with?
إبراهيم لما قال ها أنا ذا جاي بإيه؟
When Abraham said here I am, what did he bring with him?
بطاعة.
Obedience.
بقبول إن هو يقدم أغلى ما عنده الحاجة اللي بيحبها قوي يقدمها ذبيحة.
Willingness to bring his most beloved gift to present that.
يقول له ربنا أنا ما عنديش حاجة غالية عليك.
To say to God, there's nothing too rich for you. There's nothing too.
والجمال بتاع القصة دي.
In the beauty of the story.
إن هو بكر.
That he rose early.
إن هو طلع بدري.
He woke up early.
ما استناش يستشير. إيه رأيك يا سارة؟
He didn't wake up early to ask his wife.
إيه رأيك نروح ولا أروح؟ أخد ابني وأقدمه ولا لا؟
Should I take my son or not?
بكر.
He woke up early.
وقدم ابنه ذبيحة.
He offered his son.
بس حابب أذكر إن ربنا ما بيقبلش ذبائح إنسانية.
I just want to remind that God doesn't accept human sacrifices.
لكن كان امتحان لإبراهيم إن هو هل هيقدم ولا لا.
But it was a test for Abraham to see if he would offer that or not.
تاني ها أنا ذا لقيتها في الكتاب.
The second here I am I found in the Bible.
الها أنا ذا بتاعت صموئيل.
Which belongs to Samuel.
لما كان صغير.
When he was a young boy.
وكان في الهيكل.
And he was in the temple.
وسمع صوت بيناديه صموئيل صموئيل.
And he heard a voice saying Samuel, Samuel.
فكر ان عالي الكاهن بيروح ينده عليه.
And he thought Eli, the high priest, was calling him.
راح له قال له ها انا ذا.
And he came and said here I am.
قال له انا ما ندهتش عليك روح نام.
Eli said I didn't call you, go back to sleep.
سمع الصوت تاني صموئيل صموئيل.
He heard a voice again, Samuel.
راح لعالي الكاهن ها انا ذا.
He went to Eli, the high priest, saying,
انا ما كلمتكش. لو سمعت الصوت تاني قول له تكلم يا رب لان عبدك سامع.
Eli said I didn't call you, but if you hear the voice again say to him speak Lord for your servant.
ثالث مرة.
The third time.
لما سمع الصوت.
When he heard the voice.
قال ها أنا ذا يا رب.
He said, Here I am, Lord.
تكلم.
Speak.
لأن عبدك سامع.
Because your servant is listening.
هنا بنشوف ها أنا ذا جاية قبل confusion.
Here we see the Here I am.
تشويش.
Arrives before confusion and chaos.
مفكر ان صوت الناس هو اللي هيقودك.
You think that people's voices are going to guide and direct.
مفكر ان ممكن علامات هي اللي هتقودك.
Or you think that certain signs are going to guide.
لكن هنا صوت ربنا اللي اتكلم.
But here it's the voice of God that's speaking.
انتظر انتظر لغايه ما سمع صوت ربنا.
He waited until he heard the voice of God.
حتى لو جاي بتشويش لكن في الاخر سمع صوت ربنا.
Even if there was initial chaos, but eventually he heard the voice of the Lord.
اول كنت متوقع ان في تكوين 3
I was expecting that back in Genesis 3
يكون هي اول ها انا ذا.
Would be the first here I am.
لان كان ربنا جاي يتمشى في الجنة.
Because God was coming walking in the garden.
وبيدور على آدم.
And he was looking for Adam.
مفروض لما يسأل أين أنت؟
It should be when he's asking where are you.
المفروض يقول ها أنا ذا.
Adam should have said here I am.
بس ما قالش كده.
He didn't say that.
أول ما ربنا سأل السؤال.
When he first asked that question.
جاوبوا إجابة كده بالطريقة دي.
Here's how Adam answered.
سمعت صوتك فخشيت لأني عريان فاختبأت.
I heard your voice, so I hid because I was afraid and I hid.
أنا حالتي حاسس بعار.
My condition, I feel like I am ashamed.
أنا مش موجود أساسا.
I'm not even in existence.
ما أقدرش أقول here I am.
I can't say here I am.
لأن الخوف والعار اللي أنا حاسس بيه مخليني استخبى.
Because the fear and the shame that I feel is causing me to hide.
استخبى ورا حاجات كتير created.
To hide behind a lot of things created.
عشان اخبي العار بتاعي.
To hide the shame that I have.
بس ربنا لقاه.
But God found
وحل مشكلته.
And solved his problem.
دي كانت يمكن اول ها انا ذا ما اتقالتش بالكلمه.
This must have been the first I am which wasn't spoken literally.
لكن كان فعل من ربنا يقول له انا حل مشكلتك.
But it was an expression of God saying I'm going to solve your problem.
هللويا.
هللويا.
هللويا. الهللويا بالعربي هي بالانجليزي
hallelujah.
فممكن
hallelujah.
فلما اقول هللويا اقول هللويا.
امين.
اوكي. في I am تاني سوري ممكن في جيمس هيحط لنا دلوقتي أشعياء 58 من عدد 6.
There's another I am in the book of Isaiah 58 verse 6.
This one المقطع ده حبيته جدا جدا.
I really enjoyed this passage.
بيتكلم عن ال سوري بيتكلم عن الصوم وعن الصوم الحقيقي.
It's speaking about fasting and true fasting.
خلينا نقراها.
Let's read it together.
أليس هذا صوما اختاره حل قيود الشر فك عقد النير وإطلاق المسحوقين أحرارا وقطع كل نير.
Is this not the fast that I have chosen to loose the bonds of wickedness to undo the heavy burdens to let the oppressed go free and that you break every yoke?
أليس أن تكسر لجاع خبزك وأن تدخل المساكين وتدخل المساكين التائهين إلى بيتك؟
Is this not to share your bread with the hungry and that you bring to your house the poor who were cast out.
إذا رأيت عريانا أن تكسوه وأن لا تتغاضى عن لحمك.
When you see the naked that you cover him and that you hide and that you do not hide yourself from your own flesh.
عدد 8 بيقول كده حينئذ ينفجر مثل الصبح نورك وتنبت صحتك سريعا ويصير برك أمامك ومجد الرب يجمع ساقتك.
Verse 8 says this, says then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth speedily and your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your rear guard.
حبيت قوي الجزء بتاع حينئذ ينفجر مثل الصبح نورك.
I really enjoy the part that in the morning your righteousness will speedily come.
الكلمة ينفجر دي اللي هي break open or break through.
This word speedily come was like breaking open or breaking through.
وده يعني فيه المفاجأة أو الصدن.
And this is where it comes like the surprise or the suddenly.
التغيير المفاجئ.
This sudden change.
من الظلمة للنور.
From darkness into
لما
light.
تعمل كده لما تمشي على الطريقة اللي ربنا بيقول لك عليها هيحصل نور في حياتك.
When you do this, when you go on the path that God is guiding you to go on, there's going to be a sudden burst of light.
عدد 9 بيقول كده حينئذ تدعو فيجيب الرب.
Verse 9 says this, then you shall call and the Lord will answer.
تستغيث فيقول ها انا ذا.
You shall cry and he will say here I am.
When you pray sorry. تعال هنا. لما تصلي ربنا يستجيب.
God is going to answer.
لما تستغيث.
When you cry.
ربنا هيقول ها أنا ذا.
God is going to say, here I am.
مش بس بيجي ب أنا هطمنك أنت أنا موجود معاك. لا لا لا.
He doesn't just come and say, I'm going to reassure you, saying, yes, here I am, I'm going to be with you.
تعال شوف اللي هيحصل لما ربنا يقول ها أنا ذا.
Come take a look and see what happens when God says, here I am.
لما أجي أنا باجي بضعفي وبكسرتي وبكل الحيرة اللي معايا والتعب اللي أنا فيه.
When I come with all my brokenness and my weariness and all the pain that I'm in.
لكن لما ربنا يجي الدنيا بتتغير خالص لما يقول ها أنا ذا حينئذ تدعو فيجيب الرب تستغيث فيقول ها أنا ذا حينئذ تدعو فيجيب الرب تستغيث فيقول ها أنا ذا إن نزعت من وسطك النير والإيماء بالأصبع وكلام الإثم وأنفقت نفسك للجائع وأشبعت النفس الذليلة يشرق في الظلمة نورك ويكون ظلامك الدامس مثل الظهر عدد 9-10 مع بعض.
Then you shall call and the Lord will answer and he shall cry and he shall say here I am If you take away the yoke from your midst and the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, verse 10, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, then your light shall dawn in the darkness and your darkness shall be as the noonday.
ويقودك الرب على الدوام ويشبع في الجدوب نفسك وينشط عظامك فتصير كجنة ريا وكنبع مياه لا تنقطع مياهها.
The Lord will guide you continually Hallelujah. And satisfy your soul in drought and strengthen your bones. You shall be like a watered garden. And like a spring of water whose waters do not fail.
ومنك تبنى الخرب القديمة تقيم أساسات دور فدور فيسمونك مرمم الثغر مرجع المسالك للسكنة.
Those from among you shall build the old waste places. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations, and you shall be called the repairers of the breach, the restorers of streets to dwell in.
شوف المقطع ده إزاي في حاجات بتتغير.
See in this passage how things are changing.
لما ربنا قال ها أنا ذا.
When God says here I am.
حاجات بتتغير.
Things change.
من الظلمة للنور.
From darkness
من التعب للراحة.
From fatigue into
من
rest.
من الضيق إلى الرحب.
From constraint into an open place.
من الدمار إلى البنى.
From destruction into rebuilding.
من الأمور القديمة إلى الأمور الجديدة.
From old things to new things.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
لما ربنا يقول ها أنا ذا الدنيا بتتغير خالص.
When God says, here I am, things change completely.
في متى 21.
Matthew 21.
متى 21 قصة بتاعت أو المثل اللي الرب يسوع اداه.
Matthew 21 is an example that Jesus gave.
بيتكلم عن أب عنده ابنين. بيقول كده. أنا.
He spoke of a father that has two sons, and here's what it says.
بيقول كده. ماذا تظنون؟ كان لإنسان ابنان فجاء إلى الأول وقال يا ابني اذهب اليوم اعمل في كرمي.
But what do you think? A man had two sons and he came to the first and said, son, go work in my vineyard.
فأجاب وقال ما أريد.
He answered and said, I will not.
ولكنه ندم أخيرا ومضى.
But afterward he regretted it. And he
وجاء إلى الثاني وقال
Then he came to the second and said,
قال كذلك فأجاب وقال ها أنا ذا يا سيد ولم يمضي.
And he answered and said, I go, sir, but he did not go.
نشوف هنا ها أنا ذا بتاعة إنسان.
We see here the here I am that belongs to a person.
بيقول إن الأب ده قال لابنه اعمل في حقلي أو اعمل في كرمي.
The example of a father saying to a son, go work in my field.
أول ردة فعل للابن الابن الأول قال له أنا مش رايح.
The first reaction of the first son saying, I'm not going.
Rebellions.
He was rebellious. Kind of
بيرفض مشيئة رب ابنه أبوه sorry.
He rejected his father's.
حتى بالعربي تلخبط.
Even in Arabic I messed it up.
لكن في الآخر ندم
But at the end he regretted it.
وراح وعمل في الحقل
and he went and he worked in the field.
والتاني
and the other
قال ها أنا ذا
he said here I am
اشتغل طبعا يا بابا انت تأمر
I'll go and I'll work just tell me just command me
but he didn't go بس ما راحش. ما راحش. واحنا مرات كثيره بتبقى الهأنذة بتاعتنا فاضيه.
And many times the here I am that belongs to us.
وده اللي ربنا بكتنا عليه في الوقت التسبيح اللي كنا بنسبحه.
And this is what the Lord was speaking to me in that time of worship.
واحنا كنا بنقول here we are, here we are.
As we were worshiping and saying here I am or here we are, here we are.
لكن لو امتحنت نفسي بجد هل انا متاح 100% ان ربنا يعمل كل حاجه عايز يعملها؟
But if I really tested my own heart and asked am I really giving everything and offering everything?
هل انا فعلا مستعد ان اسمع كلمه ربنا واذهب الى الحقل؟
Am I really willing to hear the word of God and to go into the field?
في اشعياء 6 عارفين القصه كلها.
In Isaiah 6 you all know the story.
ازاي ان اشعياء شاف السيد الرب؟
How Isaiah saw the glory of the Lord.
وازاي شاف نفسه الحاله بتاعته؟ الحالة بتاعته ان هو نجس.
His condition was that he was impure. He
was وساكن في وسط شعب نجس الشفتين.
He dwelt among a people who are unclean.
لكن بعد كده ربنا يقول من ارسل ومن يذهب لأجلنا.
But after that the Lord would say who shall I send and who will go for us?
أشعياء يقول ها انا ذا ارسلني.
And Isaiah will say here I am send me.
Yeah? Yes. مستعد.
He was ready.
مستعد ان هو مع ان جاي بحاله صعبه.
He was ready. Although he came in a difficult kind.
وده اللي ربنا عايز يشجعنا بيه النهارده.
And that's what God wants to encourage our hearts with.
عايز يشجعنا ان انت ما تبصش لحالتك لان حالتك دي اكيد ليها حل عند ربنا.
He's saying don't look at your current condition because God has a solution for your current condition.
تقولش معايا امين يا شيخ.
Wouldn't you say amen with me?
يا شيخ.
يا شيخ.
يا شيخ means elder. No, it's not going to be translated. ربنا عنده حل لكل حاجة أنت بتمر بيها.
For everything that you're going through.
كل هأنذا بتاعتك سواء
Every here I am that belongs to you.
سواء كويسة أو مش كويسة.
Whether it's good or not so good.
سواء أنت بتقولها بجد وأنت بتعني.
Whether you really mean it and you're intending it.
ولا هي فاضية بس أنت قلتها كده.
Or it's empty and you just said it.
أو بتقولها وأنت خجلان.
Or you're saying it when you're kind of embarrassed.
ربنا عنده حل.
God has a solution.
ويقدر يستخدمك ويقدر يرسلك زي ما أرسل أشعياء.
He can use you and send you the way that He sent Isaiah.
في واحدة جت. عند ربنا عند رب يسوع.
A certain woman came to Jesus.
خاطية.
A sinner.
وجاية بدموع.
She came with tears.
ما قالتش هأنذا، ما قالتهاش ككلمة.
She didn't say here I am literally.
لكن جت بقارورة الطيب كثيرة الثمن.
But she came with the alabaster box which was very expensive.
وجت عند رجلين يسوع وقالت له أنا موجودة.
And she came to Jesus' feet and she broke it at his feet.
كسرتها.
And she broke it.
وقالت أنا 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 ملكك.
And she's saying basically I belong.
أنا ملكك.
To you.
أنا مش خلاص مش هبص على المستقبل تاني. أنت مستقبلي.
She's saying I'm not gonna look to my future anymore.
أنت أهم حاجة عندي.
You are the most important thing.
أنا النهاردة ملكك.
Today I belong to you.
أنا النهاردة ملكك.
I belong.
وأنا عارفة إن ماضية صعب جدا.
I know that my past is very difficult.
أنا عارفة إن أنا اللي عملته بلاوي.
I know that what I did was terrible.
بلاوي.
Terrible.
لكن عارفة إن أنت عندك الحل.
But I know that you have the solution.
تقدر تاخد ال لخبطة حياتي دي.
You're able to take all the chaos of my life.
وتقدر تعمل منها حاجة حلوة.
And make something beautiful.
تقدر تطلع منها حاجة تسبحك وتعلي اسمك.
You're able to take something out of it to make to worth to praise your name and to worship.
دلوقتي عايز مساعدة منكم.
Now I need your help.
جيمس هيحط لنا قائمتين.
James is going to put up two columns.
وكلنا هنشارك دلوقتي لما أقول أنا here I am. أنا جايب إيه؟ أنا بقدم إيه؟
We're going to say when I come to present the here I am, what am I presenting with?
كلمة واحدة بس.
One word.
هو هيكتبها عشان نشوفها.
James is going to type it so we can see it.
Availability, good. يعني متاح. خطيتي.
With my sin.
لو ما قلتوش بسرعة أنا هقول بسرعة.
If you don't say it fast, I'm gonna say it fast.
Okay. فكر وقول بسرعة.
Think and speak fast.
عايزة تطلع منكم.
I want it to come from you.
لما اجي في محضر ربنا بجيب ايه؟
When I come to God's presence, what do I bring?
Emptiness.
فراغ.
فراغ. فراغمة شوية. اها ايه تاني؟ ايه؟ confusion.
confusion.
تشويش. نعم يا ماما. هللويا.
five pieces of bread and two fish.
البسيط اللي عندي بجيب البسيط اللي عندي. ايه تاني؟ come on guys. weakness. brokenness. my sickness. كل الحاجات دي انا بجيبها. ايه تاني؟ ها؟ doubt. thank you. lack of faith. ما دمنا قلنا doubt على طول هنقول lack of faith. ضعف ايمان. ايه تاني؟
what else?
what?
my heart.
قلبي. yes. yes. انا لما بقول here I am بجيب معايا الكسر بتاعي. احتياجي للشفاء.
my need for healing.
بجيب معايا unclean lips.
I bring with me my unclean lips.
زي ما سمعنا تشويش. بجيب معايا الخوف بتاعي.
just like when we heard.
مش كده؟
I bring with me my fear.
بجيب معايا القيود.
I bring with me my bondage.
لما شعب إسرائيل صرخ للرب.
the children of Israel cried out to God.
في أرض العبودية.
in the land of
bondage. جابوا ايه لربنا قدام ربنا؟ يا رب ارحمنا بقى احنا تعبنا.
what did they bring to God when they said God we are tired we are in
قيود.
bondage.
قيود.
we're in bondage.
بجيب معايا ايه؟ بجيب معايا ان انا under oak اليوك ولا اسمه ايه النير.
I come under a yoke of bondage.
yeah. yeah. الجيل اللي جه اعمى جايب ايه؟
the one who came blind what did he bring with him?
عمى.
he's blindness.
بجيب معايا أنانية.
selfishness.
كل الأخطاء اللي عملتها في حياتي بجيبها.
all the mistakes that I brought in the past I bring with me.
ده الليستة بتاعتنا. حاجات كويسة وحاجات وحشة.
this is our list. some good things and some bad things.
لما ربنا يعلن عن نفسه وبيقول ها أنا ذا بيجيب معاه إيه؟
God says here I am. what does he bring with him?
وهنكتبها هنا.
and we'll write it here.
يلا. healing. شفاء.
joy,
restoration, peace, love, mercy, grace.
are you testing his typing skills?
yes. yeah, amazing, huh? now we discover something good. what else? transformation. fide. redemption.
redemption.
yes.
comfort.
Yes. راحة.
rest.
Yes. What about provision اللي هي بالعربي انا ما بعرف. تسديد الاحتياج. تسديد الاحتياج.
protection.
guidance. Mm-hmm.
salvation.
salvation. thank you. what else? discipline.
sure.
yes. لما ربنا يعمل كده يديني إرسالية. Yes?
when I do this and God gives me a message
a commission or a mission
commission me.
yeah بيديني سلطان.
he gives me authority.
لما ربنا يجي بيدينا سلطان. yes
God comes, he gives us authority.
yeah protecting, guiding, teaching, all these kind of things that he brings to the table, right? بالعربي بقى.
sorry.
okay. امين.
filling with the holy spirit.
امتلاء. انا عايزكم تبصوا كويس قوي للستين دول.
I want you to look very closely at these two lists.
دي حقيقه.
this is a truth.
انا بجيب كل ده فين؟ ده.
I bring this column here.
مرات طالع ومرات نازل.
sometimes up and sometimes down.
مرات وحش قوي قوي قوي.
sometimes very very bad.
مرات كويس قوي.
sometimes very good.
وربنا ما عندوش مشكلة في الموضوع.
And God doesn't have a problem.
لأن نعمته بتكفي أي حاجة أنت فيها.
Because His grace is sufficient for everything that we go through.
واللستة دي ربنا بيجيبها لما يقول ها أنا ذا بيجيب اللستة دي.
When He says here I am, here's what comes with Him.
والوعظة دي كلها اللي أنا بقالي نص ساعة عمال أفحت فيها.
And this message that I've been preaching for the last 30 minutes.
عشان أقول لكم الجملة الأخيرة دي.
Just to say this one final phrase.
ربنا مبسوط قوي 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 ان هو يبدل يعمل
exchange
ياخد الليستة بتاعتك دي
to take my list.
ياخد اللعبكة واللخبطة اللي في حياتك
to take all the chaos from your life.
ياخد الكسر اللي انت فيه
to take the brokenness
ياخد العمى اللي انت مش شايف بيه
and the blindness that you
ياخد الكونفيوجن ياخد
confusion that you have.
الضلال ياخد الظلمة
and the waywardness and the darkness that you have.
ياخد كل حاجة انت بتمر بيها
take everything that you're going
ياخد الخطية بتاعتك
take your sin.
ياخد قد ايه انت بعيد عن ربنا
take how far you are from God.
ياخد قد ايه انت ولا بتهتم بيه أساسا
take how much you don't even care about
اكتر حاجة تكسر قلب أب ان ابنه يكون بعيد عنه وما يحبوش. Thank you guys. I love you. أكتر حاجة بس ربنا يقول حتى ده أنا هاخده منك. أنا هقبل ده منك. ومكانه هدي لك ده. هدي لك الليستة دي. هدي لك صلاحي. محبتي رحمتي. قوتي. حمايتي. قيادتي إرشادي. مسحتي
my anointing
تجهيزي ليك
my preparation for you
مهما طال الوقت هجهزك
no matter how long it takes I'll prepare you
عشان ابعتك للمكان اللي انت المفروض تكون
so
فيه
I can send you to the place that you're supposed to go to
اول رد فعل جوايا حاليا بعد ما خلصت الجملة دي
my initial response and reaction after finishing and completing this list
عايز اقول يا رب انت صالح
I want to say God you are righteous
انت صالح
you are righteous.
انك تقبل تاخد كل ما فيا
you accept taking everything that's in
بعاري بكل الخطية
all of my
اللي
shame
فيا
and all of my sin.
وتديني ده
and to give me this instead.
ده معناته ان انت صالح قوي
that means that you are very
وبتحبني قوي
and that you love me very
تهتم بيا قوي
that you care for me so much.
وهو نفس الحاجة بالنسبة لنا كل الناس اللي موجودين هنا والناس اللي موجودة بتشوفنا في البيت
right now at home.
ربنا بيحبك قوي
God loves you so much.
ربنا مهتم قوي ان هو ياخد الكسر بتاعك
God cares so much to take your brokenness
والمرض بتاعك
and your sickness
ويدي لك مكانه شفاء
and to give you
ونصرة
healing and victory.
هللويا
هللويا
اخر حاجه وانا بحضر للخدمه دي
the last thing as I was preparing for this message
افتكرت انا ورولا ترنيمه جميله جدا
I remembered Rola and I a song a very beautiful song
هي بالانجليزي
ف
القسيس هيقراها وانا هترجمها بالعربي.
So I'll read this in English and then he'll say it in Arabic. Do we have this on the PowerPoint, James?
No, نسيت.
Okay. the words of this song are from heaven you came, helpless babe, entered our world, your glory veiled, not to be served but to serve and give your life that we may live. This is our God, the servant king. He calls us now.
Go ahead. ترنيمة دي الترنيمة بتاعت the servant king اللي هي الملك الخادم بتقول كده انت جيت من السماء بلا حيلة انت جيت عالمنا ووريتنا مجدك انت جيت مش عشان تخدم لكن لتخدم ان وانت كمان عطيتنا حياه عشان نحيا
He goes on to say this is our king the servant king he calls us to now follow him to bring our lives as a daily offering of worship to the servant king
هو ده إلهنا الملك الخادم اللي بيدعونا ان احنا نتبعه ان احنا كمان نجيب حياتنا ك ذبيحة يومية ونسبحه ونخدمه نخدم الخادم الملك بتاعنا
There in the garden of tears my heavy load he chose to bear his heart with sorrow was torn yet not my will but yours he said
في I don't know garden of tears يعني في وادي الألام، في وادي الألام أنت ووادي الدموع، بستان الدموع، أنت بتيجي وبتاخد الحمل بتاعنا وبتشيل الحمل بتاعنا، أنت بتشيل الألم والحزن من قلوبنا، وتخليني أعمل مشيئتك.
Come see his hands and his feet, the scars that speak of sacrifice.
تعالوا شوف الجراح في إيده وفي رجليه وفي جنبه.
Hands that flung stars into space to cruel nails surrendered.
الإيدين اللي نشرت النجوم في السماء اتجرحت مع المسامير.
We bring our lives to you, a sacrifice to you.
بنجيب حياتنا ذبيحة ليك.
In view of love so true, we are changed, renewed.
احنا بنتغير بحبك، احنا بنتجدد بحبك.
This is our God, the servant king.
ده إلهنا الملك الخادم.
He calls us now to follow him.
بيدعونا النهاردة ان احنا ندعوه.
To bring our lives.
نتبعه، سوري.
To bring our lives as a daily offering.
ان احنا نجيب حياتنا ذبيحة يومية.
Of worship to the servant king.
وإن إحنا نكون بنسبح الملك الخادم. آمين. إلهنا إله عظيم جدا في محبته.
Our God is a great God in his love.
إلهنا عايز كل واحد فينا يجي بكل ما هو عليه. هللويا. وهو ما عندوش مشكلة في ده.
He doesn't have any problems with this.
لكن عايز يدينا ان احنا نتبعه بكل قلوبنا. خلينا نقف مع بعض نصلي. خلي النهارده روح الله يعلن لك عن مجد يسوع. خليه يدخلك النهارده الى قدس الاقداس وتقابل الكينج الحقيقي، الملك الحقيقي. تقابل اللي بيقول ها أنا ذا.
To meet the one who says, here I am.
عشان يغير حياتك تغيير كامل.
So he can change your life completely.
سواء كنت اديت حياتك قبل كده لربنا.
Regardless of whether you gave your life before to the Lord.
أو النهاردة هتعمل القرار ده تدي حياتك لربنا.
Or today you'll do that for the first time.
هو عايز يغيرك النهاردة.
He wants to change you today.
عايز يعمل عملية ال transformation.
He wants to do a work of transformation.
عايز ياخد الظلمة بتاعتك مكانها يحط نور.
He wants to take your darkness and replace it with his light.
عايز ياخد المرض بتاعك يديلك شفاء.
He wants to take your sickness and to give you healing.
الهزيمة يديلك نصرة مكانها.
He wants to take your
hallelujah. هزيمة like defeat.
To take your defeat and replace that with victory.
عايز يبدل التشويش.
He wants to replace the chaos and the noise.
لوضوح للرؤية.
To clarity of the vision.
عايز يبدل ان انت بتسمع اصوات كتيرة.
He wants to replace that you're hearing many voices.
يوضح صوته ليك النهاردة.
To clarify his voice to you today.
عايز يجهزك.
He wants to prepare you.
عشان يرسلك فيما بعد.
So he can send you moving forward.
كل التبديلات دي ربنا عايز يعملها.
All these exchanges today God wants to do.
والحلو قوي ان احنا جسد مليان بمشاكل وبحاجات حلوة.
And the beautiful thing is that we are a body filled with these problems but also good things.
وربنا بيشتغل على كل واحد فينا
النهاردة.
إذا كان سفينة حياتك معذبة في أمواج،
if the,
your life is struggle
if your life is
in the storm.
With all kinds of storms and chaos.
ربنا عايز يمشي على الماء ويقول لك ها أنا ذا لا تخاف.
Come walking on the water saying to you, here I am, do not fear.
عايز يعمل إعلان جديد النهاردة.
He wants to bring new revelation to you.
إعلان جديد عن نفسه في حياتك.
A new revelation of who He is to you in your life.
ياخدك لعمق أكبر.
Take you to a new level, a new depth that you haven't experienced before.
مستنيك ربنا مستنيك النهاردة.
God is waiting. He's waiting for you today.
زي ما الأب الصالح كان مستني ابنه الضال.
Just as the good father was waiting for the prodigal to come home.
كل محبة.
With all love.
مليان قوي بالغفران.
Filled with a lot of forgiveness.
مليان قوي بالغفران.
So much forgiveness.
ومستنيك النهاردة.
He's waiting for you.
لو انت جاهز بقارورة الطيب بتاعتك.
If you are ready with your alabaster box, that precious ointment that means so much to you.
ربنا يقول لك كده اكسرها.
God is saying to you, break it today.
أبونا السماوي بنشكرك.
Our heavenly Father, we thank you.
شكرك يا رب عشان محبتك.
Thank you for your love.
عشان حنانك يا رب.
For your kindness, Lord.
صلي يا رب ان تكون واضح قدام عينين كل واحد فينا النهاردة.
Pray, Lord, that you would clarify in each of our eyes.
الصورة اللي قدامنا دي يا رب.
The picture before us, Lord.
انك تاخد خطايانا وضعفنا.
That you would take our sins and our weaknesses.
وتعطينا يا رب حضورك ومجدك.
That you would give us your presence and your glory.
في اسم يسوع يا رب.
In Jesus' name.
Amen, Lord.
Something after my message, and this is my turn now. We're gonna have communion in just a little bit. So if you're watching at home, you want to prepare your elements now because we're gonna partake together. Those of us here in the sanctuary, and those of you who are at home. And sometimes there are barriers. Sometimes there are obstacles to that. Like there's a part of me that wants, but there's a part of me that's unable to receive for some strange reasons. Like there is a desire. There is a desire for me to have this amazing, like who wouldn't want this exchange? You're saying you're going to allow me to give you my chaos and you're going to give me peace. You're saying that you're going to take my sickness and you'll give me healing. You're going to say that you're going to take my weaknesses and you're going to give me strength. You're going to take my waywardness and you're going to give me vision. Like who wouldn't take that exchange? Like, common sense. Of course, we would say yes, but there is a barrier. The final thing that I would add to this list is every hindrance that is in the way, every obstacle that's in the way that I don't even recognize or understand fully in my life just yet, that is keeping me from receiving and the exchange transaction happening. I don't even know what it is, but if there is something there, I can offer that to God as well and saying, Lord, I want that list. And if James would be so kind as to put it back up, if you didn't already delete it, you're so quick. It's gone? It's gone. Next time we need to save that, man. I want to do an exchange. I want to do an exchange. I don't want the chaos. I want the peace. I don't want the weakness. I want the clarity. I don't want the waywardness. I want the vision. I want peace. I want purpose. Who doesn't want these things? But God, I'm here and I'm unable to receive. I want it. It's not that I don't want it. I want it. If I didn't want it, I wouldn't be here today. I want it. But there's something keeping me from getting it. And here's a little bit of truth that you might take home with you today. There's a lie that you have believed either about God or about people or about yourself. And that lie is keeping you from the presence of God, or it's keeping you from wanting, keeping you from being able to receive the good things that God wants to give to you. And God is saying to you today, I am willing, not just to give you the goodness and the purpose, and I'm willing to remove the barriers. I'm willing to expose the lies. I'm willing to show and shine my truth on you as well. But it's going to take a little bit of faith. It's going to take a little bit of courage for for you to lift your heart. I'm not going to embarrass anyone or ask you to do anything weird. I just want you to lift your heart to God and say, there are clearly some lies that I have believed about you because I don't always see you as good. Is that just me talking, or am I maybe sharing your story also? I don't always see you as good. Sometimes I see you as mean. Sometimes I see you as distant. Sometimes I see you as angry. Sometimes I see you as, and you fill in the blank. Sometimes I see you as, and he's saying, you've believed a lie. You've believed a lie. You've believed a lie because you have projected onto God based on your personal experience here in real life. You think God was like one of us. And because people have treated you in a certain kind of way, you think God is treating you in that same way. And he's saying, I am not like that. I am all good. I am all kind. I am all light. I am all favor. I am all goodness. I am all forgiveness. I am everlasting and unconditional love. That's my heart towards you. That's my expression for you. And so if you have believed a lie and you are unable, you feel like there's a barrier, like God's giving some people and they're like all happy in Jesus and others are like all depressed in Jesus. Listen, Jesus doesn't have any favorites. He's saying, come. To all who are willing, come. To all who desire, come. To all who are hungry, come. And I will not withhold any good thing from you because I am all good. I really pray you hear my heart today. I really pray you hear my heart today. Saying, expose every lie that I have believed about you. Expose every lie that I have believed about you and about myself and about others, and cause the light of God to shine in me, in my mind. Because God, I need to know you. I can't continue to worship a distant God. I can't. I can't continue to worship a phantom, something I can't see, someone I can't see. The worship team is up here singing, "Show me your glory." God, I've never seen it. To repent of something, then make sure you go ahead and repent of that thing. Because if you hold on to a particular sin, if you hold on to a particular thing that God is saying you need to let go of, and you're saying, I want God, but I like my sin. I want God, but I like my addiction. I want God, but I want to be my own boss. I want God, but I want to be in control. It's never going to work. We need to lay those things down. We need to lay those things down. That means repent. That means turn from those things. That means go the other direction. To forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And then begins baby steps of faith where we simply begin to walk in the obedience that God is revealing. Whatever God is revealing to you at this particular moment, begin to do that. Because it may just be that there needs to be an element of forgiveness in my life. The biggest barriers for us from seeing God is the issue of unforgiveness. I've held on to the pain of other people, what they've done to me, and I'm not letting that go. Because I feel like if I let that go, I won't be in control anymore, and I'll give them power to hurt me. The truth is, you need to let them go, and you need to let that go. Because if you don't let them go and let that go, it's going to eat you alive. And it's going to cause you to grow bitter, and you'll never have the breakthrough in God or experience the glory of God, the one that he wants to give to you and to offer to you. Make that decision right now. I heard a sermon and the man was preaching and he says, how hard is it to let something heavy go? It's not that hard. Just let it go. Just drop it. Whatever is heavy on your heart, let it go. If it's unforgiveness, if you haven't forgiven yourself, let it, whatever it is, let it go today. And jump into the loving arms of a beautiful Father who's saying, I am here and I understand and I've got you covered. Come home. Come home. Today is a great day for you to come home and offer that to me. those that are watching right now. God, that your good hand would be upon us. That you would teach us, that you would guide us, that you would lead us, that you would show us, Lord God, and help us to take the baby steps that we need to take. So we can get to the place where we see you. We can get to the place where we encounter you, where you don't become a God of visitation, a God that we come visit on Sundays. But you become a live-in God. A live-in God. Where your power is revealed. And your glory is revealed. And your clarity is spoken. To us and through us, Lord God.